Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful. More and more parents are asking, how can I help my child tackle complex problems with creativity and persistence? And I want you to know, this question tells me everything I need to know about you. You're not just raising a child, you're nurturing a future innovator, a creative thinker, a problem solver who will change the world. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about something wonderful. Your 5 or 6 year old child's brain is in one of the most magical developmental windows for analytical thinking and creative problem solving. This is not just me saying this, this is what the research shows us, and it's absolutely fascinating. First, let me validate something you might be experiencing. Maybe your child gets frustrated when a puzzle doesn't work right away. Maybe they want to give up when building something gets tricky. Maybe they approach problems in ways that seem, well, unconventional to you. And you're wondering, am I doing something wrong? Should they be better at this by now? My dear friend, let me tell you what the magic book whispers to me. Your child is not struggling, they are learning. And that's exactly what their brain is designed to do at this age. Here's something that will shift everything. Doctor. Mate Gary Gordabil, a brilliant child development researcher at the University of the Basque Country, spent 20 years studying how children develop problem-solving skills. 20 years. And you know what she discovered? Cooperative creative play promotes a significant increase in analytical thinking, creative problem-solving, and intellectual confidence in children ages 5 to 6. Isn't that amazing? Her research shows that children who engage in structured creative activities demonstrate large effect sizes in verbal creativity, flexibility, fluency, and originality. What does that mean for you? It means that when your child is building with blocks, creating imaginary worlds, or trying to figure out how to reach that toy on the high shelf, their brain is literally growing new pathways for creative thinking. The National Academies of Sciences tells us something equally beautiful. Children at this age naturally solve problems creatively by proposing their own ideas. They don't need us to give them all the answers. In fact, when we rush in with solutions, we might actually be interrupting their brain's natural problem-solving process. But here's the part that made my heart sing. The research shows that persistence in problem-solving is directly linked to the quality of support children receive from their caregivers. That's you, my friend. Children who receive empathetic support are more persistent and less likely to avoid difficult challenges. So what does empathetic support look like? It's not about praising every little thing. It's not about making everything easy. It's about being present while they struggle, validating their feelings, and believing in their ability to figure things out. When your child says, "This is too hard, I can't do it," instead of jumping in with the solution, you might say, "I can see this is challenging right now. Your brain is working so hard. What have you tried so far? What else could you try?" The Reboot Foundation, which studies critical thinking in children, emphasizes that critical thinking at this age develops through active engagement, philosophical inquiry, and age-appropriate problem-solving activities. That means asking your child questions like, "Why do you think that happened? What would happen if we tried it this way? How could we solve this together? Here's something the magic book taught me that changed everything." When children tackle challenges with creativity, they're not just solving that one problem. They're building lifelong thinking skills. Every time they persist through frustration, every time they try a different approach, every time they combine ideas in new ways, they're strengthening their intellectual confidence. And intellectual confidence, my friend, is the belief that I can figure things out. It's the foundation for everything they'll learn in school and in life. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Diamond That Remembers Every Game, and it's about two friends, Lucas and Ella, who have very different ways of thinking. Lucas loves history and archaeology. Ella loves science and the scientific method. When their neighborhood baseball diamond becomes too muddy for the big game, they could have given up. But instead, they combine their different thinking styles to find an innovative solution. What I love about this story is that it shows children that there's not just one right way to solve a problem. Lucas's archaeological thinking and Ella's scientific approach work together to create something neither could have done alone. And that's such an important lesson for your child to learn. After reading this story with your child, you can encourage them to approach challenges from multiple angles. You might ask, what would Lucas think about this? What would Ella try? How could we combine different ideas to solve this problem? The magic book reminds me that cooperative creative play is one of the most powerful tools we have. When children play together, when they build together, when they create together, they're learning to see problems from different perspectives. They're learning that mistakes are just experiments. They're learning that persistence and creativity work hand in hand. Dr. Gary Gordeville's research confirms this beautifully. Children who engage in structured creative play show improved emotional stability and self-concept. Problem solving through play builds persistence and reduces anxiety when facing challenges. Isn't that wonderful? So here are some practical ways you can nurture your child's problem-solving abilities. First, create space for open-ended play. Blocks, art supplies, cardboard boxes, these simple materials invite creativity and problem-solving. There's no right answer, no perfect outcome, just exploration and discovery. Second, resist the urge to fix everything immediately. When your child encounters a challenge, pause, take a breath. Ask yourself, is this dangerous? If not, give them time to work through it. You might be amazed at what they come up with. Third, celebrate the process, not just the outcome. Instead of saying, great job, you built that tower, try saying, I noticed you tried three different ways to make that tower stable. Your brain was working so hard. That kind of specific feedback helps children understand that effort and creative thinking are what matter. Fourth, model problem solving yourself. When you encounter a challenge, narrate your thinking process out loud. This recipe isn't working. Let me think. What could I try differently? Your child is watching and learning from you. And fifth, embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. When something doesn't work, instead of frustration, try curiosity. That's interesting. What do you think happened? What could we learn from this? The magic book teaches us that every mistake is just information, helping us get closer to a solution. My dear friend, you are raising a creative problem solver. Every time you validate their efforts, every time you give them space to struggle and succeed, every time you ask questions instead of giving answers, you're building their intellectual confidence and analytical thinking skills. The research is clear. The magic book is clear, and I am clear. When you provide patient, encouraging support during problem-solving moments, you're building your child's creative thinking abilities for life. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever you're ready, snuggle up with your little one and read The Diamond That Remembers Every Game together. Talk about how Lucas and Ella use their different strengths. Ask your child about their own strengths. Celebrate the beautiful, creative, persistent problem solver they're becoming. You're doing such beautiful work, my wonderful friend. The magic book and I are always here, cheering you on, believing in you and your child. With love and starlight, Inara.